Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Taking on somebody else's children. Hi, Niall. It's an email we have. Hi, Niall. I really feel embarrassed that I'm actually sending this email, as it's not usually something I would do, but I'm at a loss. I've been dating a woman for a year and a half now, and 3 months ago we decided to take the next step and move in together. It was all well and good at the beginning. Her three kids, aged between 14 and 10, live with us Monday to Friday and then stay at their dad's at the weekends. Before we moved in, I had spent a lot of time in one go with the kids, and obviously I met them and got on well with them. But the odd one-night stay was kind of... Usually in their dad's when I stayed, or they were usually in their dad's when I stayed over. Since I moved in, I'm now questioning if I can take on the responsibility of being a step-parent. I was married before, but me and the ex never had any children because we weren't in a place where it would fit into our lifestyles. My partner's children have no discipline. She's so soft on them, and they get away with murder in the house. They talk back to her constantly, don't help her out, expect her to clean the rooms while they're in school. I don't usually get involved as they're not my children and I feel quite uncomfortable disciplining them. But on Thursday evening, the 14-year-old started getting incredibly cheeky with my partner and he even called her a cow. I told him to give it up and give it a rest and he completely ignored me and left the room. Later, when we were alone, my partner asked me not to get involved as she could handle the kids herself. I said that I meant nothing by it, but I don't like how little respect her son had for her, calling her names and getting so cheeky. The younger two aren't much better. They're both daddy's girls and he completely spoils them, causing them to throw tantrums when they don't get their own way at home. I really don't like my partner's parenting style, but I don't know what to do, as she's told me to stay out of it. It's really making me reconsider if I'm cut out to be a step-parent. Niall, I'd really appreciate any advice your listeners might give me. Does it get easier dealing with these issues? Or do I just accept this as how it's going to be? And if I don't like it, I have to leave. The number's 087-188-0008. Okay, so do you have any right, or should you ever chastise your partner's children? Or is that just a step too far? Do you have a right to chastise if you're living with her and she's agreed to let you live with her, or vice versa, he's agreed to let a woman live with him? Do you have any right to chastise their children? You know, to step in and go, here, cut it out there. Clean your room. Wash the floor. Hoover the floor. Get out and clean me car. Do you have any right to actually treat them like your own? Is there a point you get to where you treat them like your own? The number is 087-188-0008. Now, let's be clear about it. The young fella called her a cow and he stepped in. He was right. The young fella disrespected his partner. Not just the young fella's mother, but his partner. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Do you ever have the right to chastise somebody else's children? Breda, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How you doing, Breda?
I'm grand, Niall. How are you?
Sounds like a recipe for disaster, this one, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Of course, if you invite someone to come in and be part of the family, they have to be able to step in and say, don't speak to your mother like that. Or, you know, go and clean your room like your mother asked you to. I mean, you can't just be a bystander in the situation. If you're living with somebody, it's the whole package. You know, like, you don't have to be a dictator or anything like that, but you certainly should be able to say, you can't talk to your mother like that. It's not acceptable. And for her to turn around and say, don't talk to my kids like that, she's being disrespectful to him as well.
But what she said was, you know, that she asked him not to get involved, that she could handle it herself.
But obviously she can't if he's calling her a cow.
No,
I mean,
clearly
if my lady... If my daughter called me a cow, we'd be nose to nose, let me tell you, and I'd be saying, don't speak to me like that again. I wouldn't let that pass. I mean, you know, if they start calling her a cow now, next thing he'll be putting his fist up to her saying, you don't be telling me what to do. Like, they have to have boundaries as well. So if she's not prepared to set those boundaries, he needs to sit down. But
here's the problem. They're not his kids.
It doesn't matter. She invited him in to be part of the family. So it just,
well, she's inviting him in because he's her boyfriend or lover or partner, whatever word you want to use.
But you still become, you're now then the stepdaddy or whatever you want to call it. I mean, you have to be involved in normal day-to-day life. It's not all roses and sunshine. You know, there's going to be times when you're like, and like, there's certain things you probably have to grit his teeth about, but at the same time, he has to be able to say, don't speak to your mother like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or she asked him five times to go up and clean his room. He should be able to turn around and say, get up and clean your room like your mother asked you to.
Yeah, but are you only reiterating what she said? In other words, so you're saying it's okay for him to turn around, he should be able to turn around and say, listen, your mother told you to clean your room, get down and clean your bloody room. Right,
yeah.
So he should be able to say that, okay?
Yeah.
But should he be able to say, like, without the mother saying something, if he notices it, get down and clean your room? Or is that a step too far?
No. Why is it? He's part of the family now. I mean, you have to be all inclusive. If you're asking somebody to come and live with you, you're asking them to become part of the family. And if there's children or young adults, whatever they are involved, you have to become part of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't become part of the whole thing, what's the point? Move out and just meet up with her once or twice a week. Wine, dine, and, you know, whatever else. And off you go again.
Bam, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Bam, bam, thank you, ma'am. Yeah, sounds like an ideal situation to me. But anyway,
but how would you feel if you had a boyfriend, Breeda?
Mm.
Because I know you're looking for one. But how would you feel if you had a boyfriend?
Given up now.
You've given up, all right. If you had a boyfriend and everything was going spiffingly well, and yeah, after about a year, you kind of, I don't know whether you'd move him in or not, I don't know. But you moved him in and, you know, and he spoke to your lady, as you call her, your daughter, you know, and said to her, listen, here, you know, clean up your room. Don't speak to your mother like that. You know, wash those dishes there, will you, for God's sake? How would you feel? Like, you'd be kind of thinking, would you not be thinking to yourself, jeez,
no,
he's only in the door and he's giving out to my daughter.
When I met Jenny's dad, he had two children. They were 4 and 6 when I got them first, when they became part of the household here. And I did everything with them. We did Santa on St. Stephen's Day. We did birthdays. We did everything. But I also gave out to them if they didn't do whatever they were supposed to do here, or if they were, you know, if they were cheeky, I'd say, don't talk to me like that. And he had no problem with that.
Yeah.
Because I had taken these on as part of my family. I was including them in the house, in the home. You can't be on sweetness and light all the time. That's not life. That's not. And it's no harm for that young fella, 14, to realise that there is an adult going to say, don't speak to your mother like that. Because when he gets out into the big bad world, he's going to be told to do things he's not going to like. And he's just going to have to suck it up and get on with it. So I think it's a life lesson. It's nothing else for him.
Okay, we'll stay there for a second. Let me just bring Fionn in as well. Fionn, you're an Ireland's classic kids. How you doing, Fionn?
How's it going, Niall?
How are you doing, Fionn? Okay, it says on my screen you were in a similar situation.
I was in an extremely similar situation, Niall, right? I moved in with my now wife there 4 years ago, like, and she had 4 kids already, like, you know? So I moved in, she has one young fellow who's 10, right? And just totally didn't respect my authority at all, right? So I said, from day one, I have a zero tolerance policy. I lay down the law, I told him, this is my house, you know?
But it wasn't your house. You moved in with her, didn't you?
I moved in with her, Niall, but...
But then it wasn't your house.
From when I moved in, it was my house. And I told him, look, I know your dad's gone. That's not my problem. I was like, I'm your dad now.
Wow. you didn't say that to Jim. Fionn, you're not your dad.
I said, look.
Fionn, you're taking the piss now, aren't you?
I said, your tears will get you nowhere with me, boy.
Fionn. Okay, go on. Get out of that, Fionn. I knew he was winding me up. There's no way somebody said that to a child. I'm your dad now. He's gone. He's gone. He's gone. I don't know what he said towards the end there, but nobody heard it anyway.
No, we didn't hear it.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, sorry. It was funny, but all the same. I'm your dad now. Could you imagine saying that to a child? I'm your dad now.
Oh, not if dad, the other daddy's still around. I mean, and you'd have to be careful how you say that. I mean, I was always Breeda. I wasn't trying to replace their mother. I mean, their mother is their mother.
Yeah.
You know, but like at the same time, you have to be able to be involved on a day-to-day basis with whatever's going on within the family unit, because you're not part of that family.
Yeah. I mean, yes, but there are limitations. I mean, look, I know that, you know, obviously I met Karen and, you know, I stay with Karen on the weekends and what have you, and I'm there most of the time and I live with her essentially. And, like, she has 2 children, but yeah. I would be very conscious of what I say to them. Don't get me wrong, they're 2 well-behaved children. But in saying that, you know, just little things, but I would be still very conscious of it. You know what I mean?
No, can I...
Because they're not my children.
Yeah,
you know, as much as I do feel a level of responsibility for them as well. But they're not my children.
But what ages are Karen's children?
12 and 20 at this stage.
Okay. Well, the 12-year-old is now heading into that hormonal stage. And let me tell you, the next 5 years will be a friggin' nightmare.
Yeah, but
and
she's a wonderful child. She's very good, very well behaved.
My lady is wonderful as well. But by Jesus, sometimes here, I'd say the neighbours were going, oh my God, there they go again. There'd be blue murder here in the house, and I'm not going to lie. Like, she'd be trying to push her luck, and I'd be like, the flipping lootly not happening here, you know. And I wouldn't have minded having backup at times. It would have been lovely to have someone else to step in and say...
Well, I suppose from a legal point of view, you do become like, for example, if you marry somebody in a relationship and you're living with them and then you get married to them, obviously with the next logical step, you know, I mean, you do become their... You can become their guardian then as well.
Oh, yeah.
Their legal guardian.
But, like, if she had to go off now for a few days, she would, I presume, would be happy enough to leave her now partner to mind the kids.
Yeah, I would assume so, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so like, you know, she wants her cake and eat it. Like, if she's willing to leave them there for him to look after them, he has to be able to say to them, you can't do this. No, you're not going out tonight. Now get upstairs to your room. I mean, there has to be, she has to give him a certain amount of leeway on this.
Okay, but you just text in here and he says the adult is more likely contributing to the... Oh, no, that's not you, it's coming. Jude says, yeah, nobody has the right, unless they're the legal guardian, he should listen to the mother. Also, the children are not his to discipline.
But he's part of the family now. Like, if you have a young fella that's jawing up to his mother every day, I wouldn't stand by. I wouldn't stand by and let him away with it. I'd be the first one to say, you having a laugh, do not speak to your mother like that, or do not speak to your father like that. You have to be, like, I think if she doesn't allow this man to become inclusive, I'm not talking about him, you know, there's this fine line there, but you can sit down and discuss what she's happy with them to give out to them about or pull them up on or whatever. But if she's not going to let him become all-inclusive, then he's on a hiding to nothing. He'd be better off to leave now than do it another year down the road. That's my feeling on the whole thing.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Breeder. Just to mention, by the way, news just coming in as well. A lone gunman has shot and injured several people at a lecture theatre in Heidelberg in Germany. Police said the attacker was dead but did not give details on what had happened. They had earlier asked the public to avoid the Nuremberg field area where the city's university is located. A number of people wounded has not been specified. Neither has the severity of the injuries. It was a long-barreled firearm was used by the perpetrator, and police and emergency services are now being dispatched to the scene in Frankfurt. What a shocking situation. Okay, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0000. Get back to what we were talking about. So this email basically says this guy moved in with his partner after a year and a half. She has three children aged between 10 and 14. The son was a little bit cheeky, obviously, to call the mother a cow, etc., etc. But anyway, he got involved and told the son, don't call your mother names. And now she's kind of said, well, hang on for a second. You know, now she didn't say it in front of him. She said it later on. Look, I'll deal with the situation. You know, I'll deal with my children. That's fine. Don't be worrying about it. I'll deal with it. And he kind of feels that he shouldn't be now interfering. And he's kind of at a loss as to what to do. This could be a bit of a deal breaker in the relationship. Here I am living with her. The kids can do whatever they want. And I'm not really supposed to give out to them because they're not my children. And maybe he doesn't even feel comfortable giving out to them. He didn't have any children of his own in his previous relationship. So what would you do? The number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. What do you do in a situation where you move in with somebody else? They have kids. Do you have a right to discipline somebody else's children? 087-188-0008 is the text or WhatsApp number if you have a comment.
Hi, Niall. Just in relation to that step parent, I would honestly say he needs to just back off a little bit. I've been a step parent for, I'd say, the guts of 19, 20 years now. And honestly, the best advice I have to any step parent is to just take a step back and let the actual parents parent the children. If you don't like their parenting style, a lot of the time it's down to the fact that you have very little parenting experience yourself. And I literally experienced that too. I wasn't, you know, great on parenting styles, I thought I knew it all until I actually had my own kids. So what I would say is she is the parent. She's the person who gets to dictate the rules, the regulations within the house. If a 14-year-old is cheeky and speaks up, absolutely say, don't talk to your mom like that. You are well within your rights to do those kind of things. But when it comes to the actual parenting, the rules, the regulations, my best advice for a happy and healthy relationship with those children as well as with their mother is to step back. You don't have the right to dictate. If you're living in the house, there should be rules and they should be respected. And maybe things like a family meeting to sit down and calmly discuss them and make sure everybody's on the same page is the way forward. But trust me, I've always maintained a really happy relationship with my stepchild because I simply stepped back. And that's literally what he should do.
Yeah, very logical stuff there. But here's the question I'd love to ask you. So I gather from what you said, you have a stepchild. So the person you met and you moved in with had a child before you met them. And then you went on, from what I gather, and had your own children with that person. So here's the real question. Do you treat your own children, or the children that are biologically yours, any different to the stepchild? Because you're taking a step back from disciplining whatever the stepchild or parenting the stepchild. I'm just curious, do you treat them differently? And would that be noticeable then? And does that then become a problem?
Oh, you're treating him different, aren't you? Yeah.
And there was 087-188-0008. It's a complicated situation. Is it Jenna? It is Jenna, isn't it?
Yep.
Jenna, now, you had a stepdad from the age of 7.
Yep.
Now, did he discipline you?
Yeah, within the house. I mean, like, if we were stepping out of line or we were being bold, of course he was going to step in. He was the parent that was there 24/7 with us.
Right, okay. And how did that kind of make you feel at the time? I know it's hard to kind of remember back when you were 7 years of age, but did you think to yourself, who's this fella coming into the house now telling us what to do?
No, not really. I suppose we were very lucky. We were blessed with a really good stepdad.
Yeah.
You know, they broke the mould when they made him.
Right.
And to this day, he still is amazing. But no, we never, I mean, we were 7 and my sister was 6. I mean, we were small kids, like.
Yeah.
I mean, it was an adult authority figure, so, you know, that's just the way it was.
And can you understand what people say and their previous WhatsApp message there said, take a step back. This guy in the email is saying, you know, he feels he can't discipline somebody else's children. He, you know, just feels awkward about the whole idea of it.
Well, I mean, like, maybe he's just not ready to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my stepdad was 21 when he took us on.
Right.
You know, I mean, he was young. He was a boy, like. I mean, if someone at 21 was having a kid now, like, you'd be like, seriously, you're only 21.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, maybe he's just not ready to be that authority figure.
So you were 6 and 7 years of age. Your stepdad was 21. God, he was a very young man taking on to a 6 and 7 year old, wasn't he?
Yeah.
So obviously, pardon me, obviously your mom had you quite young too.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
Alright, so that was kind of, yeah, but it was quite young to start off a new relationship.
We have two other siblings as well. But
yeah.
Like the four of us have always been treated exactly the same.
Now, the two other siblings, was that with your stepdad's biological children with you?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
With your mom?
Yeah.
Okay, so I this is what I was asking in relation to the previous caller. So I got the impression she had children then with her partner, and you know, she didn't really parent or didn't want to, felt uncomfortable maybe a little bit at the start parenting. Did she treat her children differently to the stepchild? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, we were never treated any differently.
Okay, so you're all...
And even by my stepdad's family, we're still considered nieces the same way as my brothers are considered nephews.
Right, okay.
There's never been a difference in our family.
Because it is awkward, you know, when I say it's awkward... You don't know because you've never been in that situation before. When
no,
you move
you see,
into,
me,
when I you're in somebody else's
normal.
Family, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, for us it's normal.
Yeah, I know.
We've seen no difference.
Yeah, see, I think in your circumstance, because you were so young and because he came into it so young at 21 as well, he kind of was kind of forced into that role. And it just, when I say forced into it, he took to it quite well because he was quite young, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I mean, because stay there for a second, because Jude, you're an Ireland's Classic Kids. Now, you've heard what Jenna said, Jude. Her 21-year-old stepdad just stepped into the role. And, you know, if they stepped out of line, he disciplined them, because that's what parents do. But you don't believe you should be disciplining anybody else's kids.
No, that lady in the WhatsApp message, I think what she said, absolutely brilliant what she said. Brilliant advice.
Step back.
Step back. They're not his children to discipline. He should listen to their mother. Even their own mother said it to him privately, so not in front of the kids, that the disciplining is up to her. Maybe if he doesn't like her type of discipline, that's his own business, but he'll have to live with it. Because he'll also have to remember, that woman will always love her children more than him and will always put her children first because she's a mother. He's only secondary to her as a partner, emotionally. Her children will always...
I don't necessarily agree with you on that. Because it's a different type of love a mother would have for her children than she would have for her partner.
But it'll be stronger than any love a mother would have for anyone else.
Do you think so?
Like as a parent, they would. Just like I love my wife absolutely to bits. But there's only one person I love more than her, and that's my child. And she's the friend.
Do you love your child more than you love your wife?
Yes, and I would think less of her if she didn't think like me as well.
I find that very complicated to understand, by the way. You know, but getting back to, say, Jenna, who's on the other line there. So her stepdad stepped in when she was 7 and her other sibling was 6. And he just stepped up to the plate. He just took over the role as a parent. And if Jenna or her sister stepped out of line throughout their lives, you know, he did what a parent is supposed to do. And would have probably disciplined them. I'm assuming, Jenna, he did discipline you.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, like, what was he supposed to do if my mum had decided to go away for a weekend, let us run right around the place because he was afraid to discipline us? I mean, come on. There has to be some bit of logic behind it.
What does he do? Like, what do you do if you're a stepdad and say, you know, mum goes into town shopping for the day and leaves you minding the kids? Do you just let them run amok?
But this is the thing, you can't...
You have to discipline, Jude.
Yes, you do, but with the mother's permission to do it. If the mother doesn't want you doing it, it's none of your business. But you have to have the mother's permission to do it. Because if you're only... If you're not their legal guardian or you haven't adopted them, it's not
But if you don't have the mother's permission, and I'm sure it's a conversation you would have in the early part of the step-fathering routine or step-mothering routine, if you don't have her permission, well, then it's pointless.
Yeah, but then it's pointless and you get out of the relationship and maybe he's no good for that.
But your argument is you shouldn't be disciplining on somebody else's kids. You obviously have to.
I don't think you should. It's up to the parent to discipline, not the person who's not the parent. It's up to the parents to discipline.
So what? Jenna's stepdad should have went to Jenna's mother and said, "Listen, Jenna was acting the maggot there today, being cheeky. Will you sort her out?"
Well, if her mother was speaking on the same lines as the stepfather, then there would be no problem. But he should. It's up to the parents. And also, what about?
Let me go back to what I just said. Getting back to Jenna, sorry to use you as an example here, Jenna. So let's say Jenna was 9 or 10 years of age and, you know, and she's been a cheeky monkey and her mother's not around. Should Jenna's stepfather wait till the mother gets home and say, "Jenna was being a cheeky monkey today, will you sort it out? I didn't want to say anything to her."
If it was me, I would. I can't talk for Jenna's stepfather.
So you wouldn't do anything? You just report back to the mother?
Yeah, if I hadn't got her permission, of course I would, because I would want the child to be disciplined.
You wouldn't be much of a step-parent, would you?
What?
You wouldn't be much of a step-parent then, would you?
No, but that's why I'd never get involved with someone who had kids.
Life doesn't always work that way. Dude, that's very binary and black and white, isn't it?
I love my child.
I know, but you're being very binary. I mean, realistically, are you telling me that if you and your missus split up tomorrow, and I hope you don't, but what happens if you met somebody else who happened to have a child?
Well, as long as we're over 21, that's great.
You wouldn't be meeting somebody else with younger children, no?
No, I wouldn't take on anyone else's children. I could never even love another child as much as my own.
Well, nobody's asking to love them as much as your own, but you could learn to love another child, couldn't you? Somebody else's children. Do you not think you could love somebody else's children?
No emotional attachment, no. I couldn't. I personally know I couldn't. No, I can only speak for me, not anyone else.
Sorry, Jenna?
Like, as I said to you, Niall, I mean, they broke the mould when they met my stepdad.
He loves you, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And I mean, at the end of the day, my mom and her husband, they co-parented. because, like, they had to co-parent. I mean, we were two small kids.
Yeah.
My dad lived in another country, so, I mean, we had to be co-parented.
Yeah.
I mean, what was she going to do? Or what was he going to do? Pick up the phone and ring my dad in the UK and say, FYI, your young one here is acting the maggot. Yeah. Will you start her out over the phone? Yeah. I mean, come on. It's not going to work, like. I mean, if you're taking on a relationship where there are children involved...
You're taking on that role.
Yeah, and you have to be able to discipline in, like, not as in, like, in a nasty way, but, I mean, in a way that they have respect.
Well, it's the way that you would normally parent a child.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you would be any heavier on them or any worse on them.
No.
Just as you'd normally parent a child.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and we turned out fine.
There you go, Jude. Yeah, Jude, they turned out fine. What's you sure about your outlook on life?
That lady, her mother gave her stepfather the permission to do that. And there was no problem. And that's great that it worked out. And she seems to have a really good relationship with her stepdad. And that's brilliant. It really is.
Yeah, but if they had went by your rules, the stepdad wouldn't have been disciplining her at all.
Why don't you have the parents' permission? But even this girl we're talking about in the email, she's even told her partner, I'll do it. So obviously he doesn't have her permission.
Okay, well, do me a favour. Stay there for a second. Thanks, Jude. Stay there, Jude. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Jude says you should never discipline somebody else's children. And you'll also never love somebody else's children. Jude, stay there with me for a second. Because, Sarah, you don't agree with Jude. You think he's on another planet.
And I think he is, yeah. You know?
You won't be the first to say
that. You're taking on someone else's child, you have a responsibility with them, so you're not going to let them act out. They're taking the piss of you.
So do you have a duty to parent them?
You know, not to really parenting them, but look, if they're acting out, you will pull them up.
Yeah.
You know, if it's not on, you'll say it to them. And then if you can't deal it to the extreme, you'll go ahead and say, listen, such and such, will you have a talk with her?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Judy, you're still there?
Yes.
I mean, there you go. Sarah believes you do have a duty to do it. You know, if you're brought into the... You know, if you become part of somebody else's family, you are then part of that family.
I said that no one has the right to discipline another person's children. But if you're in a relationship and you've got parents' permission to do so, that's great. But
no, hang on. I'm not going to ring my partner's ex, well, my husband's ex, and say, sorry, such and such is after acting out. Is it all right if I... correct her on something or ask her to do something?
But you don't have to. Say, what about your partner? You could get his permission.
Yeah, well, she has two parents. She already has a mother and she already has a father. But she's under my roof, and if she's acting out and not doing things that she should be doing or stuff like that, I'm not going away for permission. I would say it.
Yeah, but that's you, and you work away. But I would wait for permission. I wouldn't do it myself. I wouldn't discipline
But you couldn't go on
children.
In a relationship. You couldn't go on in a relationship
with kids walking all over you. I mean, if the other parent doesn't give permission, do you understand? As in the email, for example, if the other person doesn't give permission, you couldn't allow that to happen. That can't continue because it just would be stupid. Because you'd be living in a house where there's two kids walking all over you.
Well, maybe the relationship isn't meant to work out. Maybe he might be a good partner, but he probably would be a crap parent.
But your whole argument is that you can't or you don't discipline somebody else's children. There is no circumstances where you could be in a relationship where you wouldn't be allowed to discipline the other person's child. You would have to be given permission to do that. Because otherwise... You're not a parent. Otherwise, there's no point in you being in that relationship.
Yeah, but that woman doesn't seem to have given him permission.
Well, then this relationship is over.
Yeah, because that's what I think.
Yeah, I know, but that's not what you think. You said to me, you kind of gave the impression that you never or you don't discipline somebody else's child.
No, not without their permission, I wouldn't.
Yeah, but then there's no relationship. I think Sarah's 100% right. There's no relationship. You don't need permission. If you're in that situation and if you're invited to be part of somebody else's family, it goes without saying that you must also be given permission or you must take it as permission to discipline that person's children if they're doing something wrong. That's just the way it has to be.
Parents usually give permission, but if you don't have the permission, I don't think that relationship is going to work.
No, it's not going to work.
No, And that's one of the reasons why I would never get involved with anyone else.
Okay, by the way, Sarah said you can't. Sarah, Jude says you can't love somebody else's children.
No, I said I
couldn't. Of course you can.
I know, I said I couldn't.
Listen, Jude, I was exactly like you. I had this attitude in life, I didn't even like children. I'm 49 and I have no children. You know, and then the person I fell in love with, and then when he told me he had a child, like, I was saying I couldn't go down that road. Because I was so scared of myself, like, someone else's child.
Yeah, but that's you.
But, like, I love the bones of her, and if anybody ever went to go near her or do anything, or harm her in any shape or form, I'm so close to her, like, I love her. You know what I mean?
But so the point she's saying is, Jude, that you think like that now, Jude, because you're not in that situation. But you're saying, that's you, Sarah, that's you. But you don't know. You could end up in that situation and you will change. I was never in that situation. I never envisaged I would ever be in that situation. But I'm now in that situation as well. Do you know what I mean?
I know myself I couldn't. That's why I have deliberately made...
You don't know if you'll ever be in that situation.
I've avoided that situation so far all my life.
But that's because you've been bloody married.
But
let's say your marriage goes, you know, up the air, like in the next few years. I hope it doesn't, by the way, Jude. But it could. You don't know what turn life is going to take. I didn't think for 1 minute I would be divorced in my life. But I was. I'm divorced now after 5 years of being separated. I'm divorced. You know, I mean, I never thought that would happen. I was married 25 years. If you would have said to me 15, 20 years ago, will you be divorced? I would have said no. You don't know, Jude.
Then I won't get divorced. Hopefully, as you said, hopefully I don't. But I know I would not get involved with someone who has children that are under the age of 18, that are not adult children.
You never know.
They're saying that now. Yeah. If it happened, they would, you'd end up loving them.
There you go.
No, I couldn't.
He couldn't, Sarah. Jude, I will accept, sorry, Sarah, I'm running out of time. I will accept that you just don't know what way life will turn. And I accept what you think you know now and what you think you believe now. But you just don't know what way life turns.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.